The children looked at each other in shock.
"You and Olaf know about the file?"
Violet asked. Esme laughed in a particularly nasty way, and from behind her veil smiled a particularly nasty smile.
"Of course we know about it," she snarled. "And that's why I'm here, to destroy all 13 pages."
She took one odd, tottering step toward the Baudelaires.
"That's why we destroyed Jacques Snicket."
She took another stabbing step down the aisle.
"And that's why we're gonna destroy you."
She looked down at her shoe and shook her foot wildly to get the blade out of the library floor.
"Heimlich Hospital is about to have 3 new patients," she said, "but I'm afraid it'll be too late for any doctor to save their lives."
Klaus stood up and followed his sisters as they began to step away from the slave to fashion, who was moving slowly toward them.
"Who survived the fire?"
he asked Esme, holding up the page from the file.
"Is one of our parents alive?"
Esme frowned and teetered on her stiletto heels as she tried to snatch the page away.
"Did you read the file?"
she demanded in a terrible voice.
"What does the file say?"
"You'll never find out," Violet cried, and turned to her siblings. "Run!"
The Baudelaires ran, straight down the aisle past the rest of the B-files, rounding the corner past the cabinet the Red Byron to Byzantine, and around to the section of the library where all of the C-files were stored.
"We're running the wrong way," Klaus said.
"Egress,"
Sunny agreed, which meant something along the lines of, "Klaus is right, the exit is the other way."
"So is Esme," Violet replied. "Somehow, we'll have to go around her."
"I'm coming for you,"
Esme cried, her voice coming over the top of the file cabinets.
"You'll never escape, orphans."
The Baudelaires paused at the cabinet reading Conch to Condy's Fluid, which are a fancy seashell and a complex chemical compound, and listened as Esme's heels clattered in pursuit.
"We're lucky she's wearing those ridiculous shoes," Klaus said. "We can run much faster than she can."
"As long as she doesn't think of taking them off," Violet said. "She's almost as clever as she is greedy."
"Shh,"
Sunny said. And the Baudelaires listened as Esme's footsteps abruptly stopped. The children huddled together as they heard Olaf's girlfriend mutter to herself for a moment. And then the 3 youngsters began to hear a terrifying sequence of sounds. There was a long, screechy creak, and then a booming crash, and then another long, screechy creak, and another booming crash, and the pair of sounds continued getting louder and louder. The youngsters looked at one another in puzzlement, and then, just in the nick of time, the oldest Baudelaire figured out what the sound was.
"She's knocking over the file cabinets,"
Violet cried, pointing over the top of confetti to consecration.
"They're toppling over like dominoes."